Peace, peace. This is Black Man Speak, and I am your host, Hugh Signe Jr. I am humbled to launch my first episode, and I really felt inspired. Although it's a tragedy, a horrific tragedy, I felt inspired to finally feel and have the courage to share with you all my official podcast launch. And unfortunately, it's under some very sad circumstances with the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. And I would like to use this episode to talk about how, as men, we can come together to heal and to also talk about this grief, this loss that we all feel so relatively close and dear to us. And that's because most of us looked up to Kobe as a sense and form of inspiration, motivation. He helped us through the most difficult times in our lives for some of us. And he's inspired most of us to really go above and beyond. It's that Mamba mentality. And during this time period of grief, I sense a lot of black and brown males grieving because, again, the connection with Kobe and the love for the icon, the role model, the father, and the basketball legend that he was. How do we come together as a collective to talk about this grief? How do we heal? How do we understand the pain that we're going through and using that pain in a way that could either inspire and motivate young generation leaders who are in this new generation that doesn't really understand the magnitude that he had or the impact he had, but more or less understanding when we deal with a loss, what does that look like? And so I say that because when I first heard the news, I was a bit numb to it because I couldn't really believe it. And then as I started really seeing the news come in, I started understanding that this really happened. And so I ended up going into the bathroom and crying, and I realized that I needed to cry because I really didn't understand what other form I had to really cope and heal with this loss. And so I say that because many of us are probably going through that same feeling that numb feeling, want to react but don't know how to react. How do you feel about crying? How do you feel about just the pain in that moment, and how do you deal with that? And so a lot of us are seeking pathways and platforms, and BMS, our intent is to provide this safe space where we can come together and really communicate with each other what we feel, how we feel, respond to some of your comments, and really just create a dialogue and a safe space where we can build and just use each other as support to get over, or to just continuously bridge and build that camaraderie amongst men in order for us to, you know, move forward. It's imperative that we understand in this day and age that it's okay to feel vulnerable. It's okay to feel insecure. It's okay to feel sad and pain. And, you know, I think as we accept this and we feel more comfortable in expressing these emotions, I think we start to learn that we as men can deal with some of the trauma a bit better. And for me, I think I started understanding this power that I had in dealing with my pain through, you know, great support through family, my wife, friends, my therapist. And it's a struggle every day. It's a battle for me to really understand that without feeling as if I'm weak or vulnerable or deemed to be someone that can't stand pressure. And I think that has nothing to do with what defines you as a man. I think what defines you as a man is how you deal with all those things and still fulfill your responsibilities as a male and to do what you need to do in your life in order for you to to be good, to feel good, to understand that it's okay. You know, you're not going to keep it together all the time, and that's simply okay. And so, again, to show you my commitment, I've decided to finally put out this episode to show that my vulnerability in allowing my voice to be heard, whether it's going to be scrutinized or whether it's going to be met with criticism, that's a risk I'm willing to take, because the conversation around mental health and support amongst us Black and Brown men, I think, is so much more important that I've been able to overcome that fear. And I would like to say that was due in part to Kobe Bryant's last impression on me, which unfortunately was a tragic one, but to show you the magnitude this man has had on many of us worldwide and will continue to have. And I think, once again, when we have these individuals in our lives, when we have these role models, these mentors, these legends in our lives, it's very important to understand how they stimulate growth. And I think when I do the work that I do with youth, I particularly like to look at what I'm doing in my life and what they're capable of grasping and absorbing and emulating, because essentially I realize that I am setting the tone, the trajectory of where they can end up going. And so, you know, I take it really seriously to do what I need to do as a male and deal with my pain in order for me to do the work that I do with youth. And so I'm truly excited to hear feedback, to understand and learn what are the different ways as males we're coping with these challenges, but again, with this grief. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Black Man Speak will be a platform where you can express yourself freely with no judgment, and looking to build brotherhood. I think, once again, we need to build a camaraderie where we can depend on each other for emotional support. And I'm hoping that this platform brings that to you. And so, once again, I say thank you for taking the time and listening. And hopefully the next episode will be a little bit more positive in the reasons why I decide to release the next episode. But this is the beginning, and I know and I'm confident it will grow to something beautiful. And with your support, it will sustain and will provide so many more resources for our community. And so I say thank you once again for everything. Be safe, which is something that you cannot say enough of in today's world in general. And tell someone that you love them, because again, you never know when that's going to really resonate with you. And so please be safe, please be true, please be authentic, and please be present in the moment, for the moment is all we have. Again, my name is Hugh Sidney Jr., and I am truly grateful for this opportunity to share my thoughts and love with you. My prayer and condolences to all the families lost in this tragedy. And I send an abundance of positive energy to all of you, in hopes that your week is positive and safe and filled with love. Until we talk again, stay safe, stay blessed, stay true. Peace.